This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu presented the gallantry awards at the second Defence Investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Air Marshal Tarun Chaudhary, Lieutenant General Neeraj Varshney, Lieutenant General Vikas Rohela, Lieutenant General Harbinder Singh Vandra and Lieutenant General Mohinder Pal Singh were awarded Ati Vishisht Seva Medal. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other union ministers and senior officials of the armed forces were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his visit to Seychelles has been full of substantive outcomes that will boost India-Seychelles friendship. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, during the past 50 years, the relationship between the two countries has been marked by deep trust and shared progress. While the next 50 years will be defined by innovation, sustainability and shared prosperity. He also expressed happiness on attending the National Day celebrations that marks 50 years of independence of Seychelles. He also thanked the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmini, the government and the people of Seychelles for the affection. India's industrial output growth, as measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, expanded by 5.1% in May this year on an annual basis. As per the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, MOSPI, growth in the electricity and gas supply sector expanded by 9.9% in the last month. Manufacturing, as well as water supply, sewerage and waste management sectors posted a 5.5% growth. However, the mining and quarrying sector proved to be a laggard, decelerating by 1.6%. Along with the May IIP data, the Ministry has replaced the Wholesale Price Index with the Output Producer Price Index as a deflator for the new IIP series, with 2022-23 as a base year. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today said the government has significantly strengthened the country's healthcare system by expanding primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services. Mr. Nadda launched a series of digital initiatives for the health sector in New Delhi. Addressing the 16th conference of the Central Council of Health and Family Welfare New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said 1.86 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been established as the first point of contact between citizens and the healthcare system.
Applications launch is going to play a very important role. Under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, many new initiatives have taken place in the past 12 years. The National Health Authority and PM Jai Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has expanded the health facility and made it accessible and affordable throughout the length and the breadth of the country, and incorporates 62 crore people. And now India is the world's largest digital public infrastructure healthcare.
Delhi Cabinet today approved the Delhi Electric Vehicle EV policy, set for a phased four-year rollout starting from the first of next month. The ambitious framework commits a massive fiscal outlay of 15,000 crore rupees to completely transition the national capital towards zero-emission transit by 31st March 2030. Iran and Oman have held the first meeting of the newly established Joint Hormuz Committee in Muscat. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Legal and International Affairs, Kazem Gharibabadi, said the meeting focused on current developments in the Strait, the sovereign rights of the Gulf coastal states and possible frameworks for its future administration. The discussions were held with Omani Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Abdulaziz Al-Hinai, and follow an agreement reached last week between Tehran and Muscat to establish the joint committee. The Indian women's cricket team has become one of the first sides to qualify for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. However, the men's team will have to finish as Asia's highest-ranked side in the ICC men's T20 rankings by the end of this year to secure direct qualification. The International Cricket Council today confirmed that India, alongside Australia, Great Britain and South Africa, have booked the places in the women's T20 competition at Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. Cricket will return to the Olympic Games at Los Angeles 2028 after a gap of 128 years, with six teams each competing in the men's and the women's T20 events. And that is the end of this news bulletin.